This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sorry, I was in the middle of meeting our guests, Denise and Jen. Look at this picture from, I'm going to say 22 years ago, Vinny. This is you and Jen. Oh, back when we were all young and adorable.
Oh boy.
I'm not sure where that happened, but it's an actual hard photograph. Children, in the olden days, we didn't just look at our photos on our computers and phones. We actually had to go to a Walgreens and turn in our film and get them printed out, and that's clearly what Jen was doing. I'm not going to explain it further than that. It was fun, though.
What the heck am I wearing?
And he has hair. He has a full head of hair.
Oh, full head of hair. That was when in his pompadour phase. I liked that. It was good. Yeah. It was nice. Anyway, welcome to Denise and Jen. They're our studio audience this morning. We'll be here.
Jen says she won the game.
Oh,
and that was the party that we were at.
The game. How fun. You had to talk for 30 seconds without saying or or, you know, any long extended pauses.
Yeah.
She won the game, and she won a picture with Vinny. What a great prize.
That was your prize? No.
Oh, I'm sure that was it. Oh, my God, that's so cute. Look how little you are, Vinny. You're like a tiny little boy.
I know.
Oh, no, I got so fat.
No.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, you were.
I mean, part of it, but no. I know. Well, look, we're always looking for little, any weakness any of us has, the rest of us is just, get them. That's an adorable picture. Jen, you look so cute. You haven't changed a bit. All right, good morning, everybody. It is, in fact, Friday, and it's time for the celebrity trash. I want to start with a couple birthdays today. I thought there were a couple interesting ones in here. Who among the old people on this show right now, Jen and Denise included, of course, knows who Bernie Koppel is?
Bernie Koppel, he was Doc on Love Boat.
That is correct, Musette.
Ding,
ding, ding. $5 for you.
And I spent, Vinny, you cover your ears, you don't want to hear this. I watched 5 episodes of The Love Boat last weekend. Yes, Vinny,
last
I stayed indoors.
Weekend? He's not
last
listening.
Weekend.
He took it off. He took your advice.
Okay, because he doesn't want to hear me staying indoors.
I don't think he cares that much about that.
He doesn't like to hear staying inside.
That she's staying
well, for
inside.
3 days straight, wearing the same clothes. That's
watching
What's
the Love Boat reruns.
What's
Nothing.
Wrong with what?
Nothing. I can't think of
so
one
five
thing.
Five episodes.
With it. And that's
it,
why she knows Bernie Koppel
so
is Doc.
Good. Oh. 5 episodes I watched last weekend indoors, Vinny. But it made me feel good because it reminded me of me and my brothers being kids, you know, on a Friday night
sure.
or whatever it was, watching it.
I think it was Friday
just,
nights. Maybe Saturday.
I think it might have been after the Dukes of Hazzard, before Fantasy Island, something
yes.
like that.
Oh, for sure before
yeah.
Fantasy Island, because you had to watch those two back to back.
Yeah, so just
kids,
made
this
me feel so good.
Olden days of TV.
So that's who Bernie Koppel is.
Bernie Koppel is 86 years old
oh,
today.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that.
Let's see. Joey Kramer, Aerosmith's drummer, is 69 today.
Oh.
Kip Winger. She's
who?
Only 17. The short guy who plays bass and was in a band named after himself. Winger.
Winger.
Kip Winger's 58 years old. Juliette Lewis, who I always think of as being so young.
Yeah.
She's 46 years old.
Oh.
I know. I found it hard. I was like, oh, how old is she? 39?
She's pretty talented girl.
Yeah. Chris Pratt is 40 today.
Oh, really?
That's a milestone. Mm. Chris Pratt, the Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy.
He's peaking.
He really is. Jussie Smollett is 37.
Oh.
And guess who's 22 today? Well, if it isn't our Friday girl, that's right, Rebecca Black.
She's 22?
Is 22 years old. I think she's 13 in that video. So I go to Bryn. I'm like, oh, funny. Rebecca Black is on a Friday, is 22 years old. He goes, well, you've heard her other hits, right? I'm like, I'm sorry, what? She has other songs besides It's Friday?
Yeah, I realized that I shouldn't have said hits. She has other songs.
give me a sampling. Of...
Here's a song called Saturday.
Oh, God, Saturday.
Saturday.
Does she have a Monday
that
too?
Yeah,
messy.
That was a mistake. I would have said you got to go a whole other direction.
Yeah.
Right. You can't be the day girl.
Month of June.
Sing it. Here's my moment. Well, that was
she didn't ever
closet.
Get any good musicians behind her, huh?
Terrible. The song they list here is called Satellite. Do you have that?
Oh, I don't have that.
Oh, well,
I can get it though.
No, it's all right. Who cares?
You sure?
I want to hear that hit.
Oh, the big one.
It's dance party time, everybody.
Oh,
yeah, it is.
Montage, guys.
Gotta get down on Friday.
What just happened?
Everybody's. We're doing the montage.
We just transitioned.
Oh, yeah. And Denise and Jen are fully
Woo!
In.
Yeah.
This is how we do it. La, 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 la.
Woo! Come on. Back to Cali.
I'm going back to Cali.
I don't think so. Cali.
I'm going back to Cali.
I don't think so. Hallelujah.
Oh, nice.
Oh! There's a dance looking for me.
Don't worry, drinks, I'm coming!
Nobody can say no.
Oh, yeah, ripping through.
Awesome.
Boy, you're really rifling through them now, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday. I'm in love.
You move, gonna make you sweat.
Gonna make you groove.
Why is your mic off, Sarah?
I must have turned it off. He has a new record out today, Lil
yes,
Nas X.
Yes, he does.
So we were a little scared. 8 o'clock, we'll be
all right.
Going through the whole EP.
Yeah. You know,
I can tell
hard.
Denise is a total rocker. Like, she's... I really like that. Denise is one of our studio audience members. Not that Jen wasn't rocking out, but, like, me and Denise were... Anyway, happy birthday, Rebecca Black.
Woo!
22 years old. Speaking of rock stars, Lindsay Lohan. I'm just going to do this really
fast.
The beach club. Yeah, she is a fire crotch. Thank you. Where were you on Wednesday when I needed fire crotch constantly? Are you on the phone?
Yeah. My lady just called me, and I'm like, she never calls me when I'm on the air. And she was like, oh my God, I just accidentally called you. I'm like, okay, bye.
Nothing wrong with the baby.
Yeah. Well, that's what you think.
That's the thing,
yeah,
though. She
exactly.
never, you know how it is.
Yeah.
She never calls me when I'm on the air. She knows
emergency.
That.
Right.
And look over, he's playing all the sound effects and he's talking on the phone real low. I'm like, what the hell is happening?
Good job, Bryn.
Multitasking.
That's what I do.
Lindsay Lohan. The beach club is over. We talked about this briefly.
Bye.
At whatever time that was, 6:30. It's getting canceled. So is she just going to go away and leave us alone for a while? No. She's going to do another record. We saw a picture of her, I don't know, 2 weeks ago in the
studio.
Standing
at a mic.
Yeah, just standing there. She looked like she was in a full music studio, and she had, you know, the music stand with the hand-scrawled lyrics in front of her. Or whatever.
Hand scrawled. Do you think she wrote her own lyrics?
No, I think someone wrote them down in the other room on a napkin and she brought it in. So she is signed to Casablanca, which is the label she was on 15 years ago. She actually put out two albums that didn't do that badly.
Yeah.
04 and 05. Two records came out. And so she just signed another deal with Casablanca. It's run by Mariah Carey's ex, Tommy Mottola. And the new music she's working on includes some cuts for soundtracks. Like, I guess she's got a bunch of stuff coming.
Hmm.
Is this, which song is this?
This one is First.
Oh, I like this one.
I Want to Come First.
Yeah. This... Yeah. Go, Lindsay.
Get to the part where she screams that one thing. Here it is.
Should be coming up.
It really is for the best. I want to come first, too.
Agreed.
Then we'll focus on you. So, I'm not sure if she had this voice when she was recording those. I'm not sure when this voice started to happen. Like she's Steve-O's sister.
It was her one millionth cigarette.
I guess so. That's when she turned the corner.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it looks like we're going to get new music from Lindsay Lohan. She got to do something, right? You know, I got to stay relevant, man. I got to stay relevant.
Well, until someone agrees to let her back on a movie set, she's got to do something.
Oh, my God.
She was terrible.
On some show that was on Netflix. The kid from Rupert Grint?
I don't know him.
The kid who was on, he was a Harry Potter kid with the red hair. I'm not sure what his name was, but he had a show.
Is it called Sick Note?
Yeah, Sick Note. She was on that. I didn't watch it, and I really didn't hear too much about it. Sunglasses. Jeff Goldblum. We're going to move on to him.
He's a trip.
You know, I like this about him. He's a gold star human. And the reason why, you know how like a gold star lesbian's never been with a man? He's
right.
a gold star human has never played a video game.
Oh.
Yeah. Very few among us can say, I've never played a video game.
Wow.
You know, what's
even
trippy about
days?
Him is he's a highly accomplished musician.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I have heard him on, weirdly, on jazz stations, they'll be like, that was Jeff Goldblum's band, whatever, and you're right. All... What?
Yeah.
Because
he just recently put out a record.
Because he's really good.
Wasn't he at Bottle Rock, too?
Yeah, that's what the girls were just saying.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So one place he does not go to is the world of video games. He says he's 66, by the way. He says he's never played one. He says, I know nothing about gaming, even though I've been the voices for, what was it called? Call of Duty? Black Ops, I think. We were killing zombies, I think. Jurassic Park, I did that thing where I played my character, Ian Malcolm, so I'm involved in that. But I've never, in fact, played a video game in my life.
Hmm. Great voice.
Oh, thank you. That I was channeling
you
Jeff
Goldblum.
You did
a good job with that.
Well,
you
I
really
did. He's a little more, he pauses a little more than that.
I like it. You
thank
did
you.
A great job.
He's a gold star human. Never
right.
played a video game. God, I have wasted so many, many, many days of my life playing video games.
Every time, do you see him on the commercials? He does apartments.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so when I see him, all I can think is, oh, you just love younger women. Do you remember seeing him on Entourage? And the big thing was Jeff always had, they'd go over to Jeff's house or whatever, and he'd always have some young, hot girls. Like, young.
Didn't he just marry some young, hot girl, too?
Yeah, and she's 36.
Yeah. So only 30 years younger than him.
Yeah.
No, that's, you know.
No, they're adults. Totally fine.
Sure,
but that's what I think about when I
is it wrong?
Hear his name.
No.
I mean, as long as they're over 18.
Yeah, well,
fine.
Young, hot chick, I'm thinking that's what I thought you were getting at.
He's
36
interesting.
Is not.
I also feel like.
Just the entourage stuff is
in
my head.
Yeah, I didn't see that part.
You know, look, she could be a gold digger. I'm not saying she isn't. But I find Jeff Bloom to be. Jeff Goldblum to be very interesting. Like, uh-huh. I, of course, I'm only 10 years younger than him. Well, a little more than that. Not much, though. So I can see that. I always think, though, when people have that, when they have like a generation and a half between them, like, what the F do they talk about? You know, like, they can't be interested in the same thing. She's all, oh, I got the greatest selfie today. It was amazing.
Who am I looking at?
Today
there,
is
Bryn?
Selfie day.
That's his wife.
That's his wife doing.
She's an amazing
yoga. Artist.
Oh, he just plays piano and she does yoga. And
can I hear some of his piano too?
Look at her.
Here
look at
some. Her
he's piano. Really good. I was.
This is live.
This is not his best showing.
No.
It's not, but you know.
But he's an accomplished musician, and that was my point, is that maybe that's he's up to that. Instead of playing games and doing other wasteful things.
Right, no, he's
artist.
Actually, sure. He's busy
and
playing his instrument.
He finds hot young chicks to spend time
oh
with.
Oh my God, thanks for seeing that.
I do feel super hot.
650 says, they say, that is not true about Jeff Goldblum in video games. He was at a gaming convention in Dallas last month. A video was recorded of him playing Dance Dance.
Oh my God, he's a liar. He isn't a gold star human.
Well, yeah, that's video game. Considered a
absolutely
video game.
You play it on a screen. You have to dance on the thing and you have to move. But
I would argue he's saying his defense would be, I was paid to be there. Mm. I was paid to play that. I didn't go
home and play that.
Right. I did that because I was making money to stand there with those people.
No, he's a liar.
All right.
If we ever meet him, I'm going to call him out on it.
Check his move out.
I'll never remember this. What's this?
She is a badass.
You are stuck on her yoga.
Well, she's really
good.
Check out
this move. She goes from like the splits.
She's up.
In a
she's
handstand,
standing on her hands.
And then watch her bring her legs. This takes so much core. Right there.
Ooh, oh, that's a gymnast move.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Incredible.
Now, she didn't mean to hit her butt on the floor there.
Olympic gymnast.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
That explains it all.
Now that's the girl you get. John
a retired
Goldblum
Olympic
knows.
Rhythmic gymnast.
Oh. Those are the best kind. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It means they're Phil. They've got good rhythm. They're not just flexible. They know how to work it, twerk it. Speaking of twerking, there is a new promo out for The Lion King. So everyone's pretty excited about this live action.
Twerking, huh?
Lion King. Well, you know, Beyonce knows how to twerk. I've seen her videos. And I'm sure that chick can twerk. Come on.
Yeah. She can dance.
Yeah. So you think you can dance. So the Lion King promo, you know the song, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? It's like the big theme sort of from the Lion King. So Donald Glover and Beyonce are singing it together. I know. So it's in the new promo. Let's see. A new Lion King commercial gives fans a first listen to Beyonce and Donald Glover's remake of Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Let's give it a listen. Oh, night. Oh, that's nice.
Hey.
It's not really what I was expecting. I sort of wanted to hear the full song. Sounded rough.
It did sound rough, yeah.
I had to run out of here to make an appointment yesterday and didn't get to hear the Toy Story 4 review. What did you give it?
Both of us gave it 5 stars.
Oh.
But Bryn was like, I can't find any fault with it. I don't know that it's a 5-star movie, but I can't give it anything less than that. So
he said nothing was wrong with it.
So kind of like by default. But, you know, what I realized was you walk into these movies with a huge expectation because you have that bar for it. So it's easy to get disappointed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think I had a really high. And so since it didn't disappoint me, I have to give it 5 stars, which is kind of a weird analysis. But yeah.
It got 5.
It still got 5.
All right.
It got 5. Like,
that's
I
what
can't
I need to hear.
Say anything wrong with
I
it.
I can
you know?
Find no fault.
Right.
Well, it's got to be weird for them to go, okay, these toys got to go on another adventure.
Well, the exciting life of toys. Who
you
knew?
Can just hear the ideas being thrown and shoved back in a person's face as fast as it comes
Listen,
out.
Listen, they landed on Forky, the spork.
I know.
Anyway, Toy Story 4 is out today. Child's Play is also out today. And actually, I was reading a thing about, before I move on, Toy Story is looking like $200 million this weekend.
Wow.
Well, they say between $150 million and $200 million over the next 3 days. If it reaches the upper range of that, it'll be the biggest opening for an animated movie ever. The current record holder is The Incredibles 2 with $182 million last year. Toy Story 3 was the first Pixar movie to break $100 million in its opening weekend. I don't even know when that came out. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It made 2010. It made $110 million in its first 3 days in 2010. In 2016, Finding Dory made $135 million, which at that time was the record for animated opening.
Isn't it weird that those numbers seem low to us?
Right. Which I'm sure at the time we're like, oh my God. And then they say The Incredibles 2 did $182 million. That holds the record, and Toy Story 4 could break it. Child's Play is the remake, is out also this weekend. That's only expected to make $16 to $18 million. It's sort of funny that Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, mm-hmm. is the voice of Chucky.
in this version.
I'm glad he's getting work.
I know. Oh, it's great, isn't it? It's wonderful.
So he's not digging sinks
out
of the trash.
I was just thinking that. Like the last we heard before these new Star Wars things was, oh my God, is that Luke Skywalker digging a busted up cigarette out of the trash can? Yeah. So in this version of Chucky, the dolls are sold with the ability to use Wi-Fi to connect to the cloud and control drones and other smart home devices. So what could possibly go wrong with that? Child's Play and Toy Story are both about toys owned by a kid by Andy, by the way.
Wait, say that again?
In Toy Story, Andy, well, up until
Andy's
the end
written
of the
all
third
over
one.
Their feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess Chucky is owned by a kid named Andy. I have no idea if Toy Story picked Andy based on the Chucky things.
Oh, funny.
But because that was 88, that one first came out. Which is before. Didn't we say 1995 was when the first Toy Story came out?
Yeah, I think so.
There's a movie out today also called Anna. And I'm going to mention it because this guy, Luc Besson, he did The Fifth Element, which I loved. He did Lucy, which I loved. That's a Scarlett Johansson movie. And this one's called Anna. Russian model Sasha Luce plays a trained assassin who uses her job as a supermodel as her cover. That should be too busy to be an assassin.
The ads are unbelievable.
Oh, I haven't seen them.
The girl is hot, like a model.
Well, she's a supermodel.
Right. So she's smoking hot and she kicks major ass.
So she gets recruited by the KGB. Helen Mirren is her handler. And then there's a CIA agent investigating one of her hits. And
I feel like she looks a lot like... if it's the ad I remember, she looks a lot like who's the super hot blonde actress?
Anna. Oh, actress?
Yes.
Margot.
No.
Margot Robbie?
That's
a good guess.
Wyatt, South African lady.
Oh, Charlize Theron?
Yeah. She looks like her.
Oh.
Like, super hot.
Nice.
Are you watching it?
I am, yeah.
She's kind of got a Charlize thing going on, right?
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
But wait till you see her kick butt.
But with that Russian cast to her face. Oh, man, she is smoking hot.
Yeah, she is.
There she is. She's just a dumb supermodel right up until she kicks your ass and kills you. Oh, God, she's amazing. I'm in love with her.
Too bad it's not going to do well because everybody's going to see Toy Story's got my money.
Well, Anna is the name of that movie. So if you see that, you know, we didn't see the movie, but it looks good. And I love his movies. I just wanted to mention quickly, we were talking yesterday very briefly about images of Johnny Mosley on and they were saying it was the 25th anniversary of something. It's the 25th anniversary of the Today Show itself, which I think is why they were playing like moments from it. But what's notable here is that for most of those 25 years, Matt Lauer was the guy on the Today Show. Mm-hmm. He is not in any montage that they have there. He is dead to them. Also not in there was Ann Curry. She was on the show for 15 years, but she was only an anchor for one. A co-host, I guess they call it.
Why isn't she on it?
I don't know. They haven't said anything, but basically they celebrated 25 years at Studio 1A yesterday.
So they showed other hosts?
They showed other hosts. They showed all these memorable moments.
And other bits, and those people
They did not show one shot of Matt Lauer or one shot of Ann Curry. It was only like a 5-minute long montage.
You know, I think that has to do with the fact that we now, as general public, Joe Public, have access to comment on the things they do in a way that no one wants to hear.
No, we don't want to hear
it. And I bet the Today Show's like, you know what we don't need?
Trouble.
Hearing from you.
Right. You know, tomorrow is Friday.
Yeah.
So we're just
trying to get out of here.
We're going to do our 25th anniversary, and we're going to have a kick-ass Friday show, and we're going to go home.
Right.
Trouble. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Astronomers scanned the skies.
Fantastic.
For aliens.
Oh, boy.
And I have the results after this.
Right. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:37. Get your Gwen on with our sweet escape to a hella good show in Vegas. Jane, today in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll be playing a Gwen Stefani song. When you hear it, start dialing. You know the number, 800-400-3697. Don't do it now. This is not the time. Today in the 4 o'clock hour, caller 97 will instantly win a trip for two to Vegas to see the Gwen Stefani Just a Girl residency at the Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. That is today on Jane's show, this afternoon on Alice.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years, and the June sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening. I'll begin with a little science for you.
Science.
Astronomers scanned 1,300 of the closest stars looking for signals that might be aliens trying to contact us.
Okay.
And they found?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Because there's too many light years in between. It takes so long for a signal to get back. I mean, 1,300 stars, there's only one that's within, like, you know, 20 light years.
So you believe they may be there now, but they weren't there that many hundreds of light years ago.
I'm saying that they couldn't have gotten any. We wouldn't, if somebody had developed 100 million years ago, but the star was 101 million light years away, it wouldn't get here. Oh, it just takes too long.
I see.
Yeah, so I don't believe it. We need to find a way to fold space so that we can go faster than light. That's wormholes, wormhole technology. That's where we got to go. Oh, God, fun. Happy Friday, Ben.
Right.
The closest star is 4.3 light years away.
Right. But that's like the only one within 10 light years, right?
You're kidding, right?
Something like that.
I don't know. There's a couple of them that looks like... Oh, you're right. I don't know.
Is this the kind of conversations you and your son have? Like, you guys get into this stuff?
Oh, my God. I would love to figure it out. But like, if we sent a signal to, is Alpha Centauri, isn't that the closest one?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's correct.
Thank you. So that's 4.7 light years
right,
away.
Vinny?
Oh my God. Listen, we don't have to have this convo right now. I'm just telling you that, you know, you can scan all you want. Those things aren't even where you're pointing your telescope anymore. I mean, come on.
Pretty soon, there'll be an update for your Alexa that will be able to tell if you're having a heart attack just by listening for abnormal breathing.
I really don't want that.
Then she could call for help and save your life.
Please don't. What if I'm just having a good time on the couch?
I guess they'll recognize that.
Really?
By
will
the sound
they?
Of your fun.
What if I am having a coughing fit and I'm... right? I don't want the paramedics showing up at my house after I choked on something, you know, briefly because of my faulty epiglottis.
Researchers in Minnesota created a robotic arm for amputees that can... that you can control with your mind.
Oh my God, mind control. That's fantastic.
The human body is so unbelievable. And we take it for granted so much of the things that you're capable of doing. I want to open and close my hand. And I'm doing that.
You don't even have to think about it.
Right. It just starts doing
it. We are a supercomputer.
Right. So the fact that they've created something that can... They say it doesn't even require implants or surgeries. You stick something on your head, and it links up with your brain, and you can control this thing.
Oh, God. Pretty soon, we're not going to have to get out of chairs, you guys. This is going to be big. This is big. We're going to have a little robot slave.
I want to get out of
chairs.
And it's
going to do everything for us.
No.
You might want to, but boy. Have you seen Wally? Whew. We're going to be hooked up to some kind of waste eliminator. We're just going to be direct to the sewer with some kind of pipe coming in to feed us. Oh, it's going to be great.
What's the point?
Just to be aware. Just to have
but
your
you're
eyes
not,
open.
I mean...
I am aware. I'm totally aware of everything in this room. And by the way, I mean, it's basically a holodeck, so I can be anywhere I want on Earth.
Oh, for crying out loud. I'm going to switch gears. There's a woman named Amy Penza.
Amy Penza.
From Kirtland, Ohio, and she tweeted out a photo on Wednesday from back when she got married, when her new mother-in-law wore a wedding dress to the wedding.
Oh, no.
What year did this happen?
I don't have the year.
So she. So you're saying she just married?
There's a woman named Amy Penza in Kirtland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
She tweeted out a photo on Wednesday from back when she got married. I don't have the date, but it says when her new mother-in-law wore a wedding dress to her wedding. Now, is that a
massive faux pas?
It's a known...
You're not even supposed to wear white to a wedding.
So it's a known faux pas.
I'm going to say yes. Of course, I'm not
the
an
The picture shows
expert.
Her mother-in-law and her both standing next to each other, both in long white wedding dresses.
Does the mother-in-law think she was marrying the daughter-in-law?
They say here that she wasn't that mad about it, which I tend to think that she's just gotten over it. Oh, this is the picture.
Oh, so this is the mother-in-law and the bride, both in wedding gowns. Can I see it?
Oh, this is a wedding fail. She wrote, "My mother-in-law wore a wedding dress to my wedding." So yeah, top that one, Twitter.
Oh my God, funny. Bitch. Oh, and it's actually hard to tell which one's the bride.
Yeah, she's not elderly.
You know, I'm going to guess that the mother-in-law is the one on the left because it's a slightly less elaborate wedding gown, but maybe she's just stupid and went to a place to get a dress and said, "Oh, I'm going to a wedding.
No,
I need a
I'll
wedding.
Tell you.
I need a wedding gown."
It turns out the mother-in-law grew up so poor. How poor was she?
How poor was she?
That sometimes she'd eat matches out of starvation.
Matches?
Oh boy, matches do smell delicious.
What?
Yeah, that smell, that like
sulfur.
Yeah, gross. But it's
you like that?
It's more like almost like a oily.
I've never even heard of
oily
that
oily sulfur thing.
I've never heard there's a fascinating smell, yeah. Or that they
I
could
love the
somehow.
Smell of matches.
Okay.
Love the smell once they've just been lit.
Now, as an adult, she obsessively hunts for deals, and when she saw the dress, it was, quote, an incredible bargain, and she couldn't turn it down.
Yeah, she, nobody told her. She grew up so poor that she didn't have the internet and didn't know that.
Amy says that.
She never saw Bridezilla.
Now her mother-in-law does feel bad about wearing it to the wedding, but Amy wasn't that furious about it because she understood where the woman came from. Mm. She also says that her mother-in-law has always been great to her and her now fantastic grandmother. Oh, and is now a fantastic grandmother.
That is great.
It's not that great. That lady knows better than to have done that. You don't wear a wedding dress to someone else's wedding. You don't have to tell someone that.
Most people, you don't have to.
It's not even common sense. That's just so George.
Yeah.
I don't even go to weddings. I know not to, like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Duh. Although you would look spectacular in a wedding gown.
So unbelievable.
In the tweets, you could see Amy, someone says, "Oh, the rage I would have felt." And then Amy says, "If you look closely, you can see my clenched fist."
Yeah, you can. She's furious. She keeps it. They keep saying in the story, she's not that mad. Mm. Yeah, she is. Yep.
She didn't strangle her. She didn't choke her out on the dance floor, which is actually, she wasn't that mad. She wasn't mad enough for murder. But that had to be upsetting.
But that's her day, so she couldn't. If it was someone else's day, she would have strangled her. Then again, that would have changed the whole dynamic of the dress. But I'm just saying, she's sitting there thinking, if I flip out, I'm going to ruin my own wedding.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I got to either swallow this. And I'm sure every guest there was like, oh my.
Oh, it changed the whole...
What's happening here? Does the mother think she's marrying the son? Does the mother think she's marrying the daughter? Does the mother have an education?
Does the mother walk the son down the aisle to the altar?
No, the father... Yeah, maybe the mother does walk the son down the altar. Is your mom going to walk you down the aisle?
I have no idea.
Well, you're going to do a rehearsal, so don't worry, you'll find out.
Yeah.
I don't remember...
If
no,
John's
you know what?
Mom...
I don't know this because when the bride walks in,
everybody's there.
The groom's already there.
Exactly. Yeah. So you don't have to worry about that part.
But I don't think they just stumble in. There is probably some kind of processional.
Yeah, there is. That's absolutely the bridesmaids and the groomsmen meet up and walk down the aisle together.
They do.
Yeah. So there must be a.
So there must be a walk-in for the.
Unless they just start
groom.
With the dude up front. I don't know. I just think I always thought
the groom was just straight up front there. I mean, John didn't, there wasn't anything for him.
I just wonder if how he gets there is that his mom walks him up and then he seats his mom in the family aisle. And then,
well, that would be cute.
I'm getting nods from the studio audience. Yeah. That sounds right, okay. But I don't really, didn't focus on that part of my wedding.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law wore a wedding dress to my wedding. Top that one, Twitter.
You can do it.
Unbelievable. Good one.
Family bucket lists are...
Family
bucket lists include...
Like, as a family, we want to have a pool.
Travel overseas. Mm. Visit a zoo or an aquarium.
Oh, okay. That seems doable.
Simple enough. Go to Disney World or Disneyland.
Mm.
Yeah. Visit national parks.
Mm-hmm.
Teach them how to cook and bake.
Mm.
Go camping.
The camping was horrible when they were little, but
why?
I've done all. Oh my god, just fire basically, like little boys and fire. I'm like, oh my god, someone's gonna die. Probably me pulling my kids out of the fire. Oh my god, I can light a stick. This is great. Oops, I just hit my brother.
At the top of the list of family bucket lists is take a road trip.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's great. We've done all those. I feel good about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Our family bucket list is, Riley, invent an app and make us all rich. That's our bucket list.
Is he going to?
I hope so. Jesus.
Is he working on it?
I don't know. I can't understand anything he says.
Right. Interesting.
I knew the Alpha Centauri stuff, but other than that, nothing.
Today is the first day of summer, everyone, and 70% of parents say they're completely stressed out about it.
Oh, no. I am so... I love summer so much.
Me too.
It's so great.
It just feels good.
The majority of parents say they'd be fine sending their kids right back to school after about 1 week off.
No. Sick of them.
They say that they still have to work while the kids are off, and it's hard to plan and schedule everything for these kids when you're also trying to juggle your workload and
that's the problem
everything
is
else.
That we all work and we don't have the summer off.
Yeah.
I guess if you're a teacher with kids, you're psyched. Oh, look, Jen's a teacher with
oh,
kids.
Nice.
The cost of summer activities adds up fast, too, they
it
say.
It does. There's a lot of camps now you can put your kid in, and it's sort of like a super fun daycare.
Right.
But it's expensive. Like, hundreds of dollars of, you know, a week. And there's a lot of weeks in the summer.
Right. Well, you just know that it's not the 70s and you can't leave that kid home alone.
No, you can't just lock him in.
They'll come get him.
Yeah.
And they'll give him to a neighboring family.
Play.
You got to play Hot Summer Nights by Van Hagar. And you got to play, what's the car sound that goes, summer, it turns me upside down. Summer, summer, summer.
I don't know. What is it?
I'm trying. I'm getting there.
What?
Hold on you. Uh-oh, it's magic. It's magic.
It's magic?
That's the name of it, yeah.
Oh, if you're right, that'll be unbelievable.
I just sang through the whole song in my head to get to that point.
Uh-oh, it's magic?
Yeah.
By the Cars?
Yep, play it.
Where you want to start it from?
From the beginning.
Okay.
It's just called magic.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Oh, my God. It feels like
from
a Friday.
From the beginning?
This is a Friday.
From this part here.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, leave all this in. Okay.
Oh, it's so good. I'm the only one dancing? Oh, no, the girls are dancing.
Yes.
Summer. It turns me upside down. This actually sounds like Rick Ocasek, but it's probably the other guy.
Summer, summer.
Summer, you guys, in 1 hour.
Merry go round.
I see you under the moonlight. All rackles and bows.
All right. Well, anyway.
Oh, so good. Summer. And get Summer. It's Hot Summer Nights by Van Halen. We should be playing summer songs.
All right.
Summer, summer, summer songs.
Got it.
It's got a hold on you.
Sarah, are you familiar with the Kinsey scale?
I am. That's a sex thing. And it depends. It's just like sort of what your proclivities are, like how gay you are or how straight you are, or, you know, if you're into fetishes, maybe. I don't know.
Well, the Kinsey scale goes from 0 to 6. 0 indicates a person is completely heterosexual.
Okay.
6 indicates a person is completely homosexual.
Okay.
And then any number in between.
I'm going to say I'm more hetero than homo. I'm going to go, I'm a 2.
You're giving yourself a two.
I love the female form. I love to look at that. I've made out with chicks. I haven't really gone much further. Well, I've gone a little further.
Yeah, you have.
Not much further.
A lot further.
Further than any of us.
Never any of this.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
A little bit.
Nope.
She did to you.
This?
Oh, yeah, I've done some of that.
Done
a little of this.
Okay.
So I'm saying I'm a two. I think I'm straighter than I am gay for the most part.
Anyway, the Kinsey scale was kind of important at the time. Yeah. I don't know how useful it is today, but it's interesting that today's young people describe themselves as being in between the zero and the six.
Do you consider yourself a zero? I mean, you definitely daydream about Freddie Mercury and how much he loves to, you know, he's having such a good time.
I believe he's having the best time. Yeah. And I do think that guys with guys have a tendency to be able to get right to the business at hand.
Having a good time! Pew! I wonder...
I don't know. I think I would need someone, if I were to sit down and have a real discussion about what these shades mean, then yeah. I might find a shade that I could comfortably sit in.
Right.
But I don't think that I'm... I like girls.
Yeah.
I've never really...
I think that...
I've never been questioning, like...
Right.
Huh.
You're not a Q.
Yeah, I don't have... And I don't say that out of fear.
I know.
I feel like nobody... What place could you be more accepted than here?
Right.
Right?
I wonder...
And yet, I just don't have that... interest.
I wonder what Edson would say he is on that scale.
Oh.
Because Edson says he's 80% straight.
Yeah.
Like, is he also a two and just happens to be married to our friend Scott Capurro?
A lot of millennials, almost 40%, describe themselves as not completely heterosexual.
Yeah.
So they're way more in touch with it than
Everyone
Gen Xers and baby
gay.
Boomers. So... I just thought that was interesting.
That is.
Seems like as time goes on.
Well, look, we don't have to. It's just not something you need to worry about. Allow yourself to have whatever feelings you have.
Right. You don't have to go get mind control.
Yeah, you don't have to go to camp, you know, to fix you. So you're not broken. You're just figuring out who you are. That's all. What did you just say?
That's what Vinny said.
He said he was gay five times?
I don't know.
Oh,
last year.
Wow, Vinny.
He's tying words together. He's got to be.
If I did, that's an incredible job.
Yeah.
Wow.
Seamless.
You know what?
Woo. Wow. Where's Hooman? Oh, he's off today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think he's somewhere? He's a zero.
I think he would say he's a zero, but I don't think he's a zero.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
I don't.
What are you saying? You think he's gay?
I don't think he's gay. I don't think he's straight. Mm. I think he's human.
Our text number is...
Human. Yes, he's human.
800-400-36... Oh, look at that. I'm out of time.
Aww.
Oh, darn it. Well, we'll take a quick break and come back with a new music.
Woo!
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.